Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They may call him at time to time Dr. Lowe, Coach, the Love Guru. WBSW Radio has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do.
My, it's awesome to come before you tonight. See, God has blessed us one more time to be able to make it do what it do. It's exciting because, see, when we get a chance to come, we have some things hopefully we can share with you that it'll give you an opportunity to get excited. Our title tonight is part two, talking about dating, socializing, and communicating, and all the challenges that come about with each of those topics we're focusing on. I am Dr. Larissa D. Smith, the host of Tell the Truth. Really excited about doing that on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We're so excited that we can bring this to you. Tell the Truth is all about real talk. Real talk about issues that we see from day to day. So our brand is the real talk show that focuses on today's life issues. So we want to make sure we can share this with you. We want you to be a part of it. Call in number to be a part of it. 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask for your location. Then you begin to chat with Dr. Larissa D. Smith and my host, the most, Lisa Levine. So she'll be joining us. Most of you can see her in the stream back in the background of me. She's right here. We're molding in and we're having an awesome time. You can go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You also can tweet the show, and you can tweet the show at WBSW.internet.talk.radio, at The Smith Way Production, at Larissa D. Smith 15, and on Instagram, you can check us out on President.Larissa D. Smith, at Coach Dr. Larissa D. Smith 15, and we are partners with Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, which is the chapter in Greenville, Alabama. We want to definitely always give them a shout-out to their co-sponsors. They are part of what we're doing, and we're so glad to be partners with them. Also, we want to give a shout-out to TriStat LLC, Mr. William Scott. He was on the show on Monday. But we want to give him that shout-out because he came on and shared about his consulting firm. But he's also a sponsor of our trips, along with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma, the gifts we give out, the books that we give out as gifts, sometimes the funding. And we'd like for you to be a part of our giveaway, and I'll give you that information in a minute. You can see all our shows and essence our shows, On Demand episodes on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Tumblr, Instagram, along with Blog Talk Radio. You also can check us out on Facebook tonight. That's facebook.com/DRLDiBertoSmith. So we'll make sure we are able to let you be a part of it. All you have to go to Google as well and just type in WBSW and it'll pop up. It'll populate what you need to have to make sure you can find out the 518th episode. Trying to shorten us by 100. 518 episodes that we have available that you can go and check out. We're so glad to have the opportunity to come before you. Truly, truly, we want to give a shout out to several people and organizations that are joining us. Thank you so much. Attempting to give them away, we have PBS GC_Social Action, along with 1914 Effect, Also, Sandra Drayton, thank you, Sandra, so much for joining us out of the great state of New York. Queen Minister Lewis, one of our hosts of our show, the Minister Shannon Show, along with Vernon Wells. Thank you, Vernon Wells, for taking time to be a part of this, as well as our, soon I will be introducing our co-host. And our co-host already is communicating with you through Facebook. You also can be a part of this by communicating through each one of those Instagram pages. You can comment, and we will read your comments, and we will address your questions that you have. A shout-out to Jim, and I'm going to get you right, Jim. Jim, Tom, what is Tom Koski? Tarkovsky? Tarkovsky? I'm going to get it right, Jim, but we'll talk personally, and you're going to make sure I get it right. Thank you so much for being a part of it, Jim. Along with the many others that's a part, we'll give a shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS, the Baker Bible Sorority Incorporated, is joining us as well, along with TV underscore multiple model number two. Thank you for taking time. Also, Kathy, is that Midland, Millen, I'm going to make sure I see that right. And Laura, for joining us again. Thank each and every one of y'all for joining us again. It is time to have you. See, God has blessed us with an opportunity, and now it's time to introduce the host with the most. And I'm so glad we are not co-hosts. We are hosts together. Something that is different. This young lady hails out of the state of Ohio. As far as you can get, and I always try to give her this introduction, as far as you can get north, that awesome place of Cleveland, up there bordering Canada. She moved and to the southern peninsula of Florida, Boca Raton. She's a licensed social worker, along with a yoga instructor and studio owner. Many things she do. The one thing I can say, she's been a bridge for a lot of people to get to a place where they can be comfortable in their life. None other than the host, Ms. Lisa Levine. Hi, Lisa.
I'm good, Dr. Lowe. How are you?
Oh, God, it's so good. We've been blessed one more time. We've managed to do this a couple times now in regards to this technology. We had to work through it, and we made it. We're going to keep on working on it to all of our shows to be able to be broadcast this way, whether it's this show or any other eight shows that we have. We have an awesome topic that we want to follow up with tonight. Before we do that, I want to let everybody know about our WBSW radio giveaway, how to register for it. You can send to me by email your Cash App or your PayPal, your Venmo or your Zelle account to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Send it to me. Not only do I want you to know we're just not giving away those trips and giving away many of those, many of our gift cards or books or whatever it may be, we also will be blessing you with a love offering, something that you can put in your pocket. And hopefully, you know, it'll help you, because I know in the past, many of us who received it will say thank you, because I really needed that. You know, I really needed that at the time. This was at $2 something then. Well, we're going to get back now. It's up to $4. We're still going to make sure we had a gas voucher that we gave away at the beginning of the summer. So we're giving back, and we're thankful. We're going to have many other things, because we're going to, all the sponsors I have and all the individuals involved will want to donate some things. We'll give a shout out to a couple people joining us as well. Victoria's Attitude joining us, and I think she's down there from South Florida as well, I think, Fort Lauderdale, along with Leslie Levine, which is the mother of Lisa Levine. Thank you so much, Mom, for coming
on.
And Robert Schmeister. I'm going to get it right. Schmeister. I'm going to get it right. I'm working now. I'm working hard. I'm going to get these names. So they're coming at me hard, and I got to be able to work with them when they pop up before me. But it's awesome. Lisa, we got an awesome title that we want to work on tonight, which is part two. dating, socializing, and communicating. And in that process, we want to look at the challenges. We want to look at dating because we focused on that last time. But we want to really, really get into the teeth of some of the things that become challenges. Lisa shared some awesome things with you last time that were for noting, so you may be looking out for that. Now, when we're talking about challenges in dating, we want, or either socializing. See, we got to realize there are some challenges, not only just in dating, but also in socializing. You have to be very careful about who you socialize and you choose to socialize with. And see, that's one of the biggest challenges that come before you, because you be thinking about, okay, now, should I or should I not? My intuition inside of me tell me I need to be very careful about going to that route, going beyond just being an associate to be an acquaintance. Do I really want to? This is something you need to consider, because one of the key things I always want to talk about, Lisa, when we're talking about the challenges of dating and socializing, is communication. I think it's the number one important thing that we need to really focus on tonight, because it's important that we're able to communicate. And if we're not able to communicate, it also gives you that signal that maybe I shouldn't get involved with this situation as a dating or a socializer, even a friend. You have to be careful about who you select that as well. So we want to start off talking about the challenges of communicating, being able to communicate while we're dating and socializing. Lisa, you want to start, share some thoughts on that?
Where do I start? Communicating?
Yes, the challenges
of communication.
Well,
I think there was a breakdown before COVID, and then just in general, people talking and the phones, you know, I talk a lot about it. I know I'm guilty too, because I'm a texter, and I'm not the best texter who's running three businesses and getting a million calls. But I think with COVID, it has created more of a shift and an issue with how people are talking to one another. Or listening or hearing. There's a difference between listening and hearing, and there's a difference between what your example, when you're communicating with someone, you should be making eye contact, right?
Right.
And you should be, you know, looking at the person, reiterating back what they're saying to you, and showing interest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a huge problem right now, like is being able to connect, communicate, talk, be transparent. You need to be, if you're having a hard time, letting people know you're having a hard time. But I don't think people always listen and they're not on the same page, and I think it creates problems that are unnecessary. Especially if you want to get into communicating with like dating, or how do you communicate to ask somebody out? Somebody asked me, like, what is dating? I said, you know, I'm not quite sure what dating is nowadays. I said, I really don't know. Everyone's got a different definition of it. And so, you know, I'm honest about it.
Exactly.
But there's a lack of communication when you are dating or asking somebody out.
Exactly.
And asking if you can come over or things like that, that is not a way to communicate a date. Sorry, but,
yes.
You know, and being respectful when somebody is communicating to you is super important, because I think we're missing that. You don't have to agree with somebody, but be respectful, be compassionate, be open to hear what other people have to say. And I think that's a huge problem. And having a clear understanding of what your expectations are too in any relationship, not only dating, right? What is your expectation? What are your boundaries? What do you like? What do you not like?
Exactly.
So I'll kick it off with that, and I'll let you jump on.
And just to kind of put some thought behind dating, as Lisa said, there's different definition or how you perceive dating as being. Most people, when they're thinking about dating, they look for the compatibility. When you're dating, you're trying to see if this person is compatible to you. And whether they'll be able to work in a manner that if y'all work together, you can move to something greater than that. So basically, when you're talking about dating, you're looking at the compatibility. That's just like as we start as the tiers of just of a relationship. You start off meeting someone, which we can say that I will put it in the area of socializing. You're meeting someone. It might be in a setting where you got a large meeting going on, and you might meet someone. And that might be all you want to do is just say, I'm Bob Jones, I'm Terry Jones, how are you doing, nice to meet you, and you keep moving. But if you start moving, looking at the next stage, you have an interest, something on that chemical unbalance get excited inside of you, and you decide, well, let me find out a little bit more about that person. So I want to get acquainted with them. So that's when I begin to find out whether there's some compatibility there, enough that we may decide to move it even farther than that. So we have to understand the difference between just socializing with someone, because you can have somebody as a friend and just socialize. Y'all meet to go to the movies.
Right.
Y'all meet to go to the beach. You meet to go to the bar to have a buzz, a drink, or something. That's just somebody to socialize with. But when you talk about dating, you in your mind, you're thinking that dating ought to lead to some sense of commitment in the end. I didn't say from the beginning. I'm just saying the end. Because in the beginning, you ought to be looking for things like those C's. I said the four C's. You're looking for effective communication. If a person, I don't care how the external look, they're the most beautiful person in the world, but when open their mouth and what comes out is really indicative of what kind of person this person is. I don't care how pretty they are. I don't care how flex they are. I don't care how all of this absent they are. But when they do open that mouth, you have to understand that this is going to determine a lot. And sometimes when they open their mouth and you can see to the back of their throat, that tells you something about them as well. So you can socialize, and eventually you can develop a friendship. That don't mean that you have to get to the point that you're ready to be committed. You're finding out the compatibility of those individuals through the dating process. Because if you don't have any commonality or don't have no compatibility, why waste your time to do that? And it comes all through communication. It comes through compromise. It comes through commitment. It comes through consistency. All of this comes in those seeds that stands out early, whether or not I want to move forward, and I can identify the difference between being going in a dating friends with that person or just socializing with them.
Right.
I have to be able to identify this. You have to be able to identify this. Because just like when we talk about and get a little bit of love, love is not for everyone. Unfortunately, your love is not for everyone. Dating is not
for languages.
And you should be putting it, you can date, you know, three or four people at a time and see which one I pick. And, you know, that's another topic and another day. But that's a tough challenge for anybody when trying to date three or four people at one time. And the first thing I always hear when people say, well, guys do it. Well, one thing about us, we all stuck on that ego. It's an ego thing. But as women, we know emotionally, we get attached more. Even guys, they don't get attached. You can't not with three trying to do three, four different people at one time. That's hard to work. But my ideal of saying if that's compatibility, all of those people are compatible to you, that's hard to even be. If you just use compatibility as the standard, the first standard you're going to put out there, you can eliminate two or three of them. to get down to who's compatible to you. Lisa, you can jump in right there.
Paul, I think I wanted to tag on what you were saying about dating three or four people at a time. One, I could never do that. That's like, I couldn't keep up with it, but some people do it. But I think what they're doing too is, if you are doing that, be honest about it. Just say, I'm not sure what I'm looking for, or this is what I'm picking up on from what I hear all these dating sites, and that's how you date now. That's what I've learned. You date on a dating site, really. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I'm not, you know, I don't know. Or someone setting you up or going out. But I think some people really don't know what they want.
Exactly.
And then they go out with you, or they want to meet you, and then they ghost you. I guess that's the word that's being used. They ghost you. They don't call you back. There's no reason to do that. Just be honest about it. Or, I mean, I know for myself, in general, I prefer people to be honest with me. You don't like my yoga program? You can tell me. You're not into me? You can tell me. I'm not going to be offended. Like, I'm not offended by it. Like, I think it's better to be open and honest, you know, than serial dating. You know, and it's not safe to do that either.
Nope.
You know, I wonder how people don't worry about other things going on. When you're dating that many people, are you intimate with them? Are you honest about what's going on? Like, I think that's a concern. I was talking to a couple people about it, and they said they're kind of scared, you know, because they don't know the person's background, their history. I also think another issue, after talking to some other people since our last show, don't bring your baggage into a new relationship. Because the person that you're with or dating, they didn't do anything to you. I didn't do anything to you. This person did. You know, don't bring that in there. And I don't know if it's appropriate to start having lengthy conversations about that the first time you're out with somebody. I think it's better like, oh, yeah, I was dating someone for 5 years, and it just didn't really work out. Laura just... something. But yeah, she just wrote like she's scared about going on dating sites because you don't know what you're getting.
Exactly.
And you know, and I think too, we don't, and she's right, it is scary. You don't really know. They're presenting one way, and to my understanding, these guys that are saying they want a relationship, they really don't want one. They're not looking for, like, not everybody, but yeah, she wrote social connections and friendship. That's another issue. Some people do go on these apps to find friendships or to make friends. But in order to date, like what you were saying, you got to connect with somebody. You got to be their friend first.
Yeah,
but I don't like when people dump their stuff on, because honestly, for me, and I think Lauren and some of my other friends could clearly tell you, we really don't care what your exes do to you, or that you have child support, or that you have this, like that's your thing. That's not anything that we cause, and we shouldn't be. I feel like there's a lot of good, educated, intelligent women that were getting it taken out on us. And I think the same thing goes for men. Not all men are bad. I said it last time, not all women are bad. But be mindful when you're out with someone, how much information you are giving on that first date. A lot of times, if you just sit back and listen, you're going to pick up on some red flags. But Lauren's right. You're going on a dating site, and then you're going to meet somebody out somewhere. You don't know them.
Exactly.
You don't know their history, their background. And safety is a huge thing, you know, especially right now.
Exactly.
I think with so many people going through so many different things. But please don't, when you go in and you go out, be open-minded, let that baggage, we know that trauma is there, find a peace with the trauma and give the new person a chance, you know.
Exactly.
And that's, she just texted me that, so I thought I would hone in on that.
And Lisa,
that
is awesome what you're sharing, because some people have to know that just because we're in the age of technology, that may not be the best way to
either
present yourself or accept other people. But before we move forward, I want to give a shout out to some other people who have joined us since then. We have Wiley underscore Willie number two, along with Jennifer Hapton. I'm going to get it right. LaShawn Long.
Hi, Jen.
And along with Brad Campbell, who have joined us. Inspired 1975 have joined us, along with St. Louis underscore 409. They're joining us over the different outlets. As Lisa was sharing, not so much, I want to go back to refer to about everything. I really want to talk about communication, because communication is so important to any relationship. Lisa have said something that's so important I think we forget about. Listen first and talk second. If you want to know something about an individual, just listen to them. Listen to them talk. They're going to talk about things that, you know, we are, a lot of us and most of us have an opportunity to be successful, experience success. If you're running across somebody, that's all they talk about. Well, I have this kind of thing. I have this at my home. I have this kind of car. I have this about, you know, everything that doesn't really relate to communication. Now, it relates to communication of just being able to talk, but effective communication is that person is talking and sharing things sound like they're bragging about something
right.
that they may have. And may see you as you're not having that as well. So it's important that we have to kind of be kind of careful with those individuals, just, you know, just being able to communicate with them. Listen first and talk second. Don't always
right.
be the one. And another thing Lisa said is so important when you're talking about deciding whether you're going to date or just socialize or either eventually move to commitment. You don't want to sit down and spend your day someone talking about those individuals in the previous relationship. Those things that happen. First of all, I'm going to tell you the true thing about that. They haven't healed. They're not ready to date anybody.
Absolutely.
Because they haven't healed. They still talk about what that person did to them. They didn't take time before they decide to go out on a date and realize they must be healed, because we do that thing about bringing baggage. You know, if you encounter something traumatic, it's not so much as baggage. It is stuck with you, and it will be with you a long period of time. And if you henceforth every day talking about, she did that to me, he did that to me, you know, who wants to hear that? That's not effective communication. That's not good communication. Then you got to recognize. I always had a thing I always said. I do not want to be in a relationship with someone and be collateral damage. Some people say, what are you talking about? You know, people, let me tell you what I really meant when I was had that on my mind. Just because the previous relationship, whether it was a marriage or whatever it may be, things didn't go right and some skills were developed. You didn't want to take on those skills, but you had bought in because you got the buy-in, and you had those skills. But you come, since you're no longer with that person, you're with me. Now you want to punish me for what happened previously, which I had nothing to do with it. All I had, I'm here because and willing and able. You got to find out about me. Just I've been in the past, you know, 10 years, 15 years, I was in a relationship with some young lady, and the first thing, I'm going to give a couple examples. I always bring this up on my other show. They said, I'm giving examples. They said, these real lies, this not no joke. All men lie. Okay. Now, all the men you've been with may lie, but you're not going to put that on me to say that right. that's what I do. And the second thing, all men cheat. Wait a minute now.
That's
because the person you with cheating don't mean that's what I'm going to do to you. Because first of all, you don't know me enough to say that about me, but you're thinking about being conditioned with that because all of your past situations allowed you that to happen to you. Don't make me your collateral damage. And I tell everybody that's on here that can hear my sound of my voice.
Amen.
Don't let anybody make you their collateral damage because they will do it if you allow them to. So to be able to communicate, and once you hear that, our thing, and Lisa, we said on the last show, when people begin to come at you by, well, he took my money out. He did this with me, or she did this with me. She did. She cheated on that. You know, it's time to say, you know, when people show themselves, believe what you see and believe what you hear.
And they'll show it.
And we always say, run as fast as you can. Do not stay there.
Run out the door.
And don't sit up and say, well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. Let me tell you, the benefit of the doubt can sometimes be disaster for you. We want you to keep that in mind. Let's give our information about the call-in number. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I identify you using the last four digits of your cell, ask you to give your location, and then we'll ask you to be prepared to share your thoughts on dating, socializing, and communicating. You will be chatting with Lisa Lee and Lorenza Smith. We're excited to come up. Go ahead on, Lisa.
Something I wanted to add. there is a guy I know, and he says to me, he loves, like, girls he can fix. And I go, well, what does that mean? And he's like, you know, like bipolar. And I'm like, well, you can't fix bipolar. And he goes, but they're fun and they're risky and they're out of. And I was like, listening to this whole thing. And I'm like, you know, people think that, you know, borderline, narcissist, bipolar, they think it's like initially like a rush. When he said that to me, he goes, well, I love these crazy girls. But even though I say it's making you crazy yourself to draw.
That's a good question.
And I thought that was interesting. What's the draw in dating? And people have issues, and we know that they're out of their control. But I'm sorry, guys. You can't fix that. And someone who's bipolar, you think they're fun, and then they crash. And it's like, it kind of felt when he was saying this to me, I was like, well, that's not cool either. You know, somebody's up, and then they're down, and then you don't want to be around when they're down.
Exactly.
And I thought that was like, you know, I'm learning a lot as I'm talking to different people, but you can't change or fix people.
Exactly.
And if somebody does have an issue that is out of your control or,
yes.
I also love the ones, I don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any money? I've had a couple guys that, random, like, can I borrow money? I don't really know you. We're not really that close, and I find it strange, you know, that they think, I don't know if that's like a hit online now or like what's going on with people, but you can't fix those kind of things. You shouldn't be messing around with somebody who does have a mental illness because that will backfire on you.
Exactly.
And that can be more drama if you don't know how to handle the person. And I'm just saying, I thought that was strange. I want to fix people. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm a therapist and I'm not trying to fix anybody because we can only fix ourselves. You know, we can only go within if we have the wherewithal. But it's just been an interesting learning experience about people's expectations and what you can change and what you can't. Because guys, girls, you can't change someone. You might be able to change to go together, but you can't change people. They are who they are.
Exactly.
And you'll know within the first 3 months, maybe you'll know the first time you're out, but am I right? I mean, it's like drama. Like I've had people, like they thrive on that drama or that chaos of being in a chaotic unhealthy relationship, and I'm wondering if that's what the person's been doing, and that's what they know, and they know it's comfortable, and they know that that's not going to work. Does that make sense?
That
like,
makes a lot of sense.
They know I keep drawing in the same kind of relationship, and they're not healthy, but it's safe, and I know what to expect in the end. You're better than that. Know your worth. I said it last week. Know your value. Know your worth. Know who you are. Know what you deserve.
Exactly. And Lisa, let me jump right here, not to cut to catch your breath right there. I can really relate to that because I think I can go back about 10 years and I felt a little bit not so much as trying to fix people who have something that I can't do, a doctor or somebody, a social worker can't do, you know, licensed person can't do. But I thought if I would do certain things and do those things and they would see those things that may change them. But I also found out with years after that is exactly what Lisa said. One person can only change that person. Well, this individual Lisa just shared about, they seek those people who have those mental problems and they think they can fix. I don't think anybody be trying to date someone when you already know they have issues. That makes me think, and I don't know who the individual is, Lisa, but maybe that person has some issues themselves. And they have to accept the reality. I got to fix myself before I start trying to fix somebody else, because that is a dangerous game to play. That you think you can correct that part where that person's up one time and down another time. But the problem you have, Lisa, you said something so important. I hope our listeners and watchers heard. They only want to be around when you're up. When that person's up, they want to be around. But when that person down, you can't be found. You go to some things.
Yeah.
And when they call you say, I'm having a better day, you dart over there, because now you come on the white horse and you coming in saving the day. But when she or he is having one of those days when it's not good, you're trying to get as far away from them as possible. If you're in a relationship like that, I want you to really, really look at the possibility of helping both of yourselves by allowing yourself to kind of step away and also help those individuals the best professional help they can get. Do not play with them. Do not come and be there when they're all excited, because you figure you can get something out of them when they're excited. Now whatever your motive is, you be dangerous. You know, that it's dangerous to play that. But when they're down, you're going to disappear, because you know when they're down, they're not going to fall for that okie. Because when they're excited, they willing to go along because they want to keep that joy. But when that joy is not...
Or do racy activities, you know, extreme.
Yes.
Jump out of a plane or
Do
things. And then, but when the person is in a bad space, you know, you got to accept the good, the in-between, and the not good.
Exactly. And people don't want to do that.
And no, they don't. And I think it's kind of sad, because everybody's got something. I don't care what anybody says. They can deny it. Everybody's got something. But what you have to do is go within and see what's going on internally, what you're putting out there, what you're attracting, and know, this is not what I want. You know, and when you leave a relationship, just look at it. You can be hurt. You can cry. You can grieve. You can feel what you're feeling. But know whoever's coming into your life next, just go in with an open mind.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, like you said, healed or find the peace, don't wait. At least be honest with people to say, look, you know, I thought I was ready, but I'm really not.
Exactly.
And it really has nothing to do with the other person. It has to do with the person themselves. And I commend people that are honest.
Exactly.
And if you're dating, you know, if you're not ready, or you're going to be dating a bunch of different people to see what's out there or something better, which is what a lot of us think. We think that they're just looking for something better out there. But something else that bothers me is there's a lot of married men on these dating sites, apparently, and they're pretending to be single. And guys that, and people, that's not cool because you're putting that other person in a bad situation by you being dishonest about being married or in some kind of committed relationship. And we also don't want to hear, woe is me, my relationship is bad, and then they're trying to hit on you. Girls don't really like that either. You know, that's something, if your relationship isn't working, go to counseling, figure it out, end it, fix it, move forward, or accept it. But don't draw other people in thinking that you talking to somebody else is going to make it improve, you know, You know what I mean? It's like an emotional need. And we know with women, it's an emotional need. With men, it's a physical need. But just figure out what is it that you want. Do you want to stay in this or not? And I know those are hard decisions to make.
Exactly. But Lisa, you said something real important. And you talk about guys that are married, just like if they're not on the internet, they're in the club every Friday. And, you know, they're like hunters sometimes, hunting for someone. But they're not going to tell them honestly they are married. So that ought to be something we have to put into our characteristics and traits of any kind of relationship that don't involve health. Because if you got to be out front, you know, I want someone that's honest with me. They're not being honest from the heart. Or are you trying to do three or four? It's impossible to be able to date three or four people at a time and be honest with them all the time because you don't have the time. You don't have the time to do all that. One is enough to take all the time if you are really, really interested. And that's a scary thing, you know, people just out here just dating. And the end goal might be to be the intimacy or the sexual part of it. But it wouldn't matter. That's the spirit you're messing with. And I'm getting spiritual now because your inner self is what we operate, which is our heart and our soul. And our spirit is created from what is inside of us, the good or even the bad inside of us. And what we have to remember when you start playing those games, come out, I got to pick and choose. You need to make your mind, first of all, I'm going to say this, Lisa, and say everybody, have yourself together first. If you're not together, just like the instance we talked about, this guy said he loved dating when they're going through a mental phase and everything, he's not together. He's not ready to be committed to anybody. He wants to find this because he knows that he's not going to be committed to that person that he knows that has those challenges, mental challenges, because he's not going to be around. He's only going to be around when everything is up.
When
it's down, down, down. Because he knows there's going to be a different person. But playing them games be dangerous. The same way with guys when they get on these dating sites. They be mad and create these profiles of who they are. Or this whole show they talking about catfish. People with catfish. It might be a woman you're talking to. Might not be a man. You just don't know. They ain't never seen you. So I understand technology, but be very careful about technology. Sometimes you hit a awesome person through technology. But just because you meet them and you have to take time to get to know them and let them go through the steps if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to do that, far away from you as possible. If they in Washington, D.C., let them stay in Washington, D.C. Don't be paying for no ticket for them to come down here, play ticket to come see you. If they want to come see you, they'll come and spit out of their pocket. That's an indication right there for the son. Lisa was just saying, God don't even know her. Coming on, talking about, I need to borrow some money. That's some bold people right there.
That's
some bold people.
I've had all sorts of strange things, and I said, you know, I'm going to share some of the things because know, I think I mentioned it last time. I was in a long-term relationship, but geez, some of the things I'm getting, guys. It's not all about the cookie. I'm going to quote Steve Harvey. It's not all about the cookie. I know we all think it is. Remember when Steve Harvey came out, I thought, God, Steve Harvey nailed it.
Yep.
But when you're coming at a female like that, most of us don't like it. And I think another issue comes in, and I can say most of my friends, we're independent. You know, I think we do the right thing. We're not out drinking and partying. You know, most of us just, we're casual, like we like to do. But my goodness, some of the things, I put a post up about some guy I don't even know, and I guess this is common. They find you on Facebook, they're not your friend, and then they message you, like, really unusual things, and that is turnoff.
Exactly, and it is. It should be a turnoff. That should be a red flag. I want everybody to make sure
that
we talk about red, red flag. Put those red flags. But you know what? Go down and do your assessment of what your day went like and write down that red flag. And that's the way you'll remember that red flag won't happen anymore. It might not come in the same form if it does happen. So we have to be very careful about how we allow ourselves to be open to a lot of things in today's society. See, it's to the point everything is a go already, you know, to a point. You know, maybe a little bit more freer with things than it was 40 years ago, 50 years ago, 60 years ago. What we have to be kind of careful about is just opening up our heart when we're not ready. See, when you're ready, you will have no problem being vulnerable. So when you're dating or socializing to the point where I'm dating to get a commitment, it's going to be the time that you open your heart up to say, I'm ready to be vulnerable because I have spent enough time getting to know that person, asking the right questions. You know, I have a thing, wife will always tell me, we start off, man, I may have 5,000 questions for you. I might have 5,000 questions for you. Now, you'll get a chance to get to 5,000 if you're around long enough, if I'm around long enough. But the ideal is I have to be able to ask you those questions to be able to find out more about you, find out what you like, what you don't like, and those kind of things that we always think, like you said, some, like Steve Harvey, and being a man that was at one time young and excited, the cookie was it.
That was it.
And the thing about as you mature, that's the thing about when you're in your 20s and when you're in your 30s, you're trying to find out who you really are and who you are. My dad always said that you're not grown until you get 30 plus. And some people say, why? That moved you up to 40 now because we still got young 35 years still on the video game every day. But let me stop right there. But the bottom line,
50-year-old, a 50-year-old man playing violent video games. I mean,
some people might get mad. I'm sorry, but I just think you 50 and 50, you still playing the video game with your son, your grandchildren all be playing. Boy. So,
the kids aren't even playing, and you should be, you know, something else I wanted to say, commonalities, values, morals, family background, and also, you know, sometimes people present a certain way when you first meet.
Exactly.
And then next thing you know, they're bringing their game, what is it, PSPs, I don't know what it is, they're bringing their game stations over to play. Well, who wants to sit? You know, like, I made you laugh.
Okay.
Something if you want to watch Stranger Things or, you know, Netflix has all sorts of stuff and good movies are coming back out. You know, things have reopened and concerts and, you know, going to the beach. I mean, there's so many things you can do. But when you're sitting and you're like, and I can't sit. Like, and someone's like this, too, I've heard of this, or like this, on the date. Someone just told me they were on a date, and the guy was on the phone on dating sites. They were on the date together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, really? That's terrible. And I was like, what? That's nerdy. And he even admitted it, like, yeah, and I'm on dating sites while we're on a date because I'm going to go on another date after you.
Yeah. So, in essence, he's going to the next date, and that let you know that date is already over. Even though you might have more spend a little bit more time, he's already moving. That's just like having, 10% in and 90% out. I just came to see how you was, and I don't think I want to be. But he ain't willing to tell you that. That's why honesty is important. We have to be honest with each other. If you're not interested in me enough to when you invite me out on a date that you can focus on communicating with me, you're not interested in for me to keep you around. I think that's time to kind of send people on their way. And it's best to tell them now to let some build up because you already see. If he sits there on his phone, they're on their phone looking for it. They might have it on their phone. Why? They're looking on their phone because, you know, they had put a request in that you know, they got another date coming up. That means you're not, you know, the one for him, and your time is a little bit more important. So when we're talking about socializing, communicating with individuals, and dating individuals, you have to see if a person is interested enough in you not to just quickly get to the cookie, but spend a little time, truly spend some time.
It's dangerous eating cookies anymore nowadays. Some cookies are not good.
And learn something about that person. I heard that. That's a home run with that one. Yeah, you heard it say, I heard something cooking not good all the time. So you have to be kind of very careful. And that's what the show is all about, talking about
being careful. That's what I mean by that. Be careful.
And be
careful.
Be careful with it. Be responsible as well. That's another thing we want to ask. I've got to ask. Be responsible when you're out dating. Socializing, you have to still be responsible. Don't really, really put yourself in a situation where you're not able to really get yourself out. Like you said, you just met someone online. Why go meet, have them come to your home? Why would you let them come to your home? Meet them in a neutral place. I don't care if they fly from Timbuktu, and I'm just using that. You going to meet at a neutral, okay, I'll see you down at Burger King down
there. Starbucks is good, yeah. Starbucks.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Dunkin'
Donuts.
Yeah.
Restaurants. Everyone's got outside seating. Just see it. And don't get in a car with someone.
No.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me nervous when I hear girls, you know, tell me, don't get in a car. Just meet the person. Even the guys. Like, you should just meet out the first seven times because it's safety for everybody, you know, in general, I think. And let people know where you're at. You can share your location now. Text your friend, hey, I'm going out with this person. Just an FYI to let you know. You know, things like that. I mean, there's ways to keep safe because I think that's a huge problem, too, right now. People don't feel...
Yeah,
increase in crime, too, you know.
Yes, yes. And some of the response, too, when things happen is not like you would like for them to be. And you don't even want to put yourself in that situation. So be very careful about it. Be responsible. We want to give a shout-out to some people that are that's joining us. We got the Mississippi Gulf Coast Sigma, Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Thank you, brothers, all for Luxie. We also have Jolene West. I saw her earlier.
Yes.
I saw her earlier, and I didn't get a chance to give a shout out. Tish Grant, thank you, Tish, for joining us. Lauren Forbes, thank you so much for joining us. I didn't get a chance to shout your name out earlier. As well as I see Rob Hergit. Is it Hergit? I'm going to make sure I get it. I'm working on everybody tonight. Well, I tell you, it's been exciting with these some of our names. Thank you. I'm just working on it. And I'm trying to do the best. Thank you, Rob, for joining us. I see you down there. You were communicating. At least we're making sure she shared what you would. Now you actually join in. Thank you so much. But there are many others that I've shouted out. Thank you so much. It's been awesome. So, Lisa, we're down to 5 minutes to go. Well, when you're talking fast, that's why I said we're going to have a part three. And tell them we're going to have a part three.
Part three.
We're going to get into
questions in.
Yes.
If you want to inbox us or email, the email, Dr. Lowe's email, if you don't want to come out and say it, you know, or anything, just ask. You know, I know a couple people were sending me some things to share, so I shared, you know, a couple things. But, yeah, we're going to have a part three. I think it's important because this is, like, a critical time, and I do think COVID has shifted the way we engage and communicate and interact. And I hate to blame COVID for everything, but I do see, you know, a big shift in just the way we treat each other. And so, like I said, on my final thoughts, you know, please give people a chance. Know what you want. And there's a quote that is one of my favorite quotes, which is, the greatest relationship you will ever have is the one with yourself. Make sure you love you. Make sure you have peace in you, whatever you need to resolve. And I think it's okay to self-share to a point, but not initially. But just make sure you're okay.
Exactly.
And going to therapy to process these things, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I actually work with a young girl, and she wants to make sure her relationship stays healthy. And that's why she's coming to talk with me. There's things for her that, you know, there's nothing really wrong with her. Like, but she wants to be a better person and make sure her relationship is better. So keep that in mind, guys. And again, I said it last week, know your worth, know your value, know you, know what you deserve. And take lessons from any experience, whether it was good or not so good. Learn from that.
And that's awesome, Lisa. I tell you now. Go ahead. One more thing. We're about to say. But it's important that we keep that in mind. Now, when we come back to part three will focus on that intimate dating.
Intimacy. Yeah.
We're going to also focus on things like able to see how money is playing in the game of dating today. And then look at those healthy traits and characteristics for your relationship and your dating to be successful. Those are the three things we're going to focus on next time.
Intimacy is huge, and there's different types of intimacy, so different levels.
Come on now, you have said a lot. Don't give it all to them now. We're going to give it to them in 2 weeks. You can join Tell the Truth with Lisa Levine and Lorenza D. Smith as we talk about dating, socializing, and communicating, and we're going to get a little bit more intimate on our next Friday meet in 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, mark it on your calendar. Lisa, I tell you, we had a bang-bang group tonight. We had quite a few people, and they're making people, you can see on Facebook, Rob saying thank you for sharing the information with us, and they're just it's just awesome. And you also can ask your questions, especially on Instagram. All you got to do is hit the area. It has a place for questions. You can click and want to see your question. That way I can share the question. Or you can email me at lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com, and I'll make sure I read your question off. And we'll pray that we have the answer for you. We just want to provide you a great opportunity. WDSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. Tell the truth is what we're all about. Lisa, your parting words, and we'll get ready to close it out because we're about 40-some seconds now.
I'm going to keep it short. Like I said, I would just reiterate on it. Know your worth. Know your value. Know what you want. Be confident in yourself. Be compassionate. And just remove things that maybe don't belong in your space. You know, take care of yourself first. And healing from traumatic situations please try to work on that before you jump into something else.
Awesome, awesome, Lisa.
And hashtag mindset. And I'm going to leave you with that because that's my big thing. We got this. And hashtag mindset.
That's awesome, Lisa. And we do have this, and it is a mindset along with hashtag being responsible. Just be responsible mm-hmm. for whatever you're doing. How you put yourself in a safe zone so you won't leave yourself or your family in a situation that we are not going to be comfortable with. Also, communicate from understanding. Take time to if you want to spend time dating or socializing, be able to communicate with those persons what exactly you're looking out of the situation. Dating, as it said, date to marriage to date. Date leads to commitment. Commitment leads to marriage. And marriage leads to marriage and continue to commit to date. So it's all about that as well, if that's your route. But have your game. Be the best version. Present your best version to whoever you want to spend that time with, dating, socializing, and being able to communicate with them. And eventually, if it leads to all that circle and put into a mix, it'll be truly, truly a commitment. It's been awesome. I tell you, I love you. I truly love you all because y'all have shared being here and being a part. When I say share, when you put your name up there, you begin to share with us. Then we'll give you the heart to let you know that we truly love you all. We truly love you all. It's been awesome. You can check this show out in 2 weeks, but we'll be with our Tuesday Dr. Lowe's show as well as Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood on Tuesday of next week. Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is 1 o'clock. Dr. Lowe's show is 7 o'clock on Tuesday. So we look to have an awesome time next week. I thank you for joining us. All of the Divine Nine, thank you so much. All of the friends and family that's joining us and just individuals on Facebook who will slide by and say, bang, let me check it out. Thank you so much for taking time. Truly, truly, it's been awesome. As we close out, like we do with every show, it's truly from our heart. I want to say this because I get so enthused about it. I'll throw up the hand and say, I love you, but I want you to remember this. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night and a weekend, and we'll take you out too. Truly love you.
Namaste.
Awesome.
Good night.
Good night.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.